It's Monday, the 23rd of March. It's been a beautiful day. Brilliantly sunny, blue skies. Crisp, slightly chilly wind. Superficially normal, except much less traffic on the road past our house. Strange things happening, though. For example, in one of the villages nearby, in a branch of Tesco, a truck driver had arrived to restock the store, started to unload, I think it was toilet rolls, from his truck, and was besieged by customers who started fighting over toilet rolls. So in the end, the driver, I think, struggled, shut the doors of the truck, climbed into his cab, locked the doors, and called the police. This in a quiet English village, where people are normally very respectable, restrained, stiff upper lip, that kind of thing. It makes you wonder, what is it about toilet rolls in this particular crisis? I've never read Mary Douglas's Purity and Danger, but I wonder if I did, would I find a clue there? I think it's weird, but it's going on. As an experiment, having listened to the government's press conference yesterday, with its outline of really ambitious support systems for people with chronic conditions who must isolate themselves because of the pandemic, arrangements which really border on wartime kinds of systems for identifying and providing to these vulnerable people the food and medicines and other things that they might require and cannot obtain because they can't leave their homes. I did wonder, how long is it going to take the state to put this kind of stuff in place? And so, as an experiment this morning, we decided to see what it would be like for somebody marooned at home who has to rely on online deliveries from one of the big supermarkets. So I opened an account and we decided we'll do, as it were, a dummy shop and then see what the delivery arrangements would be. And we did so. And then when it came to the point where you choose your mode of delivery, do you want to deliver to your home or do you want to use what they now call click and collect? That is to say, you drive to a spot in the car park of the supermarket where there is a large cabin, and when you drive up, you collect whatever it is you have ordered and that has been packed for you. First choice was, well, let's get it delivered here. In order to do that, you have to pick a delivery slot. There isn't a delivery slot free for at least 3 weeks. Okay, well, surely click and collect would be easier. Same story. So although the government is saying, I guess, that for people who have were recommended to self-isolate, you can always get your stuff home delivered from supermarkets. The answer is, at the moment, you can't. You simply can't. Now, if that's the case for the commercial system, how on earth is the state going to get a much more ambitious and important system of deliveries to vulnerable people organized in anything like the time that it needs?